I'm here at Sun Life Stadium in Miami Gardens, where the English national team is practicing in about 81 degree weather at about 67% humidity.
In other words, it's gross out. And like a flock of confused snowbirds, the English national soccer team has flown here into the furnace. A coach yells to Steven Gerrard, one of the world's most famous soccer players. Gerrard darts around a clump of cones with the footwork of a dancer. The English national team has brought a who's who of international soccer superstars to Sun Life Stadium. About 20 yards away, there's Wayne Rooney, jogging, and even closer is Frank Lampard, also flitting from cone to cone. These drills would all be much more pleasant across the pond, as they say. Right now in London, it's about 15 degrees cooler with 10% less humidity. And Lampard admits these South Florida conditions are taxing.
Certainly, the humidity and the conditions can suck a bit out of your legs. Day one, it's very hard. Day two, it's slightly easier. It's up to us as individuals and as a team to get to the level where we go, okay, we feel we can deal with this. And again, no excuses.
England's first World Cup match will be played in the middle of a rainforest in Manaus, Brazil. No European team has ever won a World Cup hosted in Latin America, and many would argue climate is the major obstacle. Teams like England are leveraging science, sweat monitoring, personalized sports drinks. James Milner says he and his English teammates have also sought out hotter, more humid conditions, or at least tried to.
Yeah, we went to Portugal, which was meant to be a lot warmer than England. I think it was probably slightly warmer. We wore extra layers there to help replicate the heat and get used to being uncomfortable and sweating.
Milner says the team also tried working out in heat chambers, but their last-ditch effort before heading to Brazil is heading to Miami, where conditions are comparable to Manaus.
You know, we've got an open Bikram yoga studio. It's called South Florida.
Kevin McGurgan is the British Consul General in Miami. He's lived here for the past 4 years, playing soccer regularly along the way, and says the summer climate really does change the game here.
You can't run 90 miles an hour for 90 minutes in order to win. So it becomes about, you have a finite amount of energy in the 90 minutes to achieve your goal.
The buzzword of this World Cup may very well be acclimatization.
To get complete acclimatization would probably take anywhere from 10 to 14 days.
Kevin Jacobs is a professor of exercise physiology at the University of Miami. He says while you can train your body to get used to things like higher altitudes and temperatures, there's a catch. Temperature acclimatization is in large part teaching your body to sweat more because sweat evaporates and then cools your body down. But there's a problem in humid places. Humid air puts a damper on evaporation.
And so you could be acclimatized in that humid environment. It still makes it difficult, because that sweat dripping off of you doesn't do you any good.
At yesterday's friendly match between England and Ecuador at Sun Life Stadium, a rather sweaty Tom Harrison was learning all about humidity. This is his first visit to South Florida. He and a friend just came to watch England, and they're uncomfortably hot.
Yeah, I am very, very hot. That's just from walking.
Less than 10 minutes into the match, Ecuador scores on a beautiful header. And so I ask Tom Harrison.
Do you blame this goal on a failure to acclimatize?
No. Bad defending.
Bad defending, he says. England wound up tying with Ecuador 2-2. They will continue their acclimatization against Honduras at Sun Life Stadium on Saturday. I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.